Every year on my birthday, my mother tells the story of the day I was born. She tells it each year in exactly the same way, almost word for word. "You were born in darkness," she says. She makes her voice low, like she's the narrator in some movie. She was a theater major in college and has what my dad calls a flair for the dramatic. "You were born in this kitchen, right over there," she says, "right in that spot next to the sink." She stands up and points at the floor. "I was pushing and pushing, and then," she pauses, "the lights went out." At this part, she claps and makes her eyes wide. "Darkness," she says again. "Your father went scrambling for a flashlight." She opens the cabinet under the sink and pretends to search. "But before he could find one, you flew out of me and right into your father's hands." She says that my father put me on her chest. She reaches under the cabinet and pulls out a flashlight, switches it on. She aims it at us. My dad and I both blink. She said he shone the light over me, beaming it over my shoulders and behind my ribs. "I cried," she says. She makes her eyes all watery. "And then I stopped." She says that they held their breath then. She says that neither of them said anything for a very long time. She says that someone screamed. Maybe her, maybe my dad. They don't know for sure. "That's when we saw them," she says. "Tiny triangles on your back. Dad reached out and touched one with his fingertip." She turns the flashlight off. "They moved when he touched them. Flapped,"